Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. The La Crosse area's rivers, marsh, and bluffs are known for their richness in biodiversity. But what about the county's landfill? A group of volunteers are setting out later this month to better understand the species that depend on the landfill's habitat. Here today to talk about the effort are Nick Nichols, he's La Crosse County Sustainability Coordinator, Colton Lewis is a Viterbo University student who's working on this project, and Krista Booman is a UW La Crosse student also working on the project. Nick, I'm wondering, you're calling this effort a BioBlitz. Mm-hmm. What exactly is a BioBlitz?
Well, what we're going to do is basically take an inventory of all the flora and fauna that are on the landfill site. We have over 350 acres, and, you know, people have this impression of what a landfill is. They think it's a big hole in the ground. We only have 50 acres of landfill, so we have over 300 acres of other wetland and forest and prairie and grass areas, and we want to know what's out there so that we can protect what we should be protecting and get rid of those invasive species that shouldn't be in the area.
And what exactly prompted this project?
The landfill is in the middle of a process of creating a natural resources management plan. The consultant that we have who's helping us put together has done BioBlitzes in the past with other organizations and suggested that it might be a good idea for us to do the same. Our management plan, our land use plan, covers over 100 years of existence for the landfill. We have 30 years of life with maybe a 20-year extension after that, and then we have to maintain that landfill, take care of it for 40 years after that. So we need to plan for 100 years of use of that property. So this is a good way for us to get an inventory today of what's on the site, and then how do we take care of it and plan for the future.
And you are – we'll get into what exactly you're looking for in volunteers and whatnot. But today there are a couple students who are joining you, and you said that you want to get different universities involved in this project.
Yeah, so we're in the middle of a community outreach effort. We're trying to incorporate educational opportunities with Viterbo and with UWL and with Western Technical College. We give a lot of tours, and so we do a lot of educating of the public, especially with the universities. But what we want people to understand is that we have this facility that can be used as a living laboratory. So how do we get those students and those instructors out to our facility, educate them as far as the opportunities that we have, and get them to use our site, do some research that would give us better information as far as what we have and how best to prepare it for the future.
And Krista, was there any reason that you decided to get involved in this project as a UW La Crosse student?
I'm actually doing it as a capstone project, and it's just a really nice way to network and outreach to the community. I'm a recreation management major, and that's kind of what I'll be doing. And so it's just a nice way to get experience. And I remember back when I took my gen ed environmental studies class and I took the tour of the landfill at the beginning, I was like, oh really, we're going to go to the landfill? This is going to be interesting. And when I got out there, I was like, this is really cool. Like the way that they are being sustainable and trying to, you know, help the environment. And, you know, even when they're, you know, using it as a landfill, I just really liked that. And so it was really nice to kind of go back there and kind of give back. So.
And are you trying to involve maybe some of your fellow classmates at UW La Crosse in this project?
Yep, I'm talking to a lot of professors and some of my classmates, and hopefully we can get a lot of them out there and just kind of get experience. And I think that they're working it so they can get some extra credit too. So that'll be another incentive.
And Colton, what about at Viterbo? Why was it that you decided to get involved in this?
Well, it's actually a capstone course for me too. And I was talking to my advisor about it, and she's like, you know, you should really, you know, check out the landfill. You know, they're doing a lot of cool stuff out there. And she knew Nick, and so I got to go meet with Nick and Hank, and they explained me the project. And I was like, that is so cool. I was like, I would definitely want to be involved with this. So from then on, I was just, let me get into this and let me get my hands wet with this.
I mean, and you seem so passionate about it, too.
Right.
And, well, you both do, but...
Right, and my major is environmental sustainability, so this is like, boom, boom, you know, it's, you know, using the land, but then also preserving it for future generations, so it goes right along with it.
And do some of your fellow classmates, are they involved in this as well?
Trying to get as many as possible, but I mean, everyone's got something going on, so we're going to see how many we can get.
And are you two, and I guess, Nick, maybe you should mention that there is a Western Technical College student also involved?
No, that's where we want to do some more outreach. Okay. So if anybody from Western wants to come out and help, give me a call.
So will you two be collaborating at all on your research, or are you looking at different aspects of the work going on there?
I think we're both kind of on the same page. Like, we're kind of bouncing stuff off of each other, like, oh, well, what about this? What about this? And we have, like, a page that we're working on together, and so we're kind of sharing all the same information.
That's nice. Nick, did you want to add something?
Yeah, there's going to be a report due at the end of this, which is going to kind of put everything into a neat, handy package that we can review. So it'll give us a document that will give us all the information as far as what's been gathered and what the experts have to say as far as what's out there. It'll give us an inventory of everything that's available. And so they'll have to collaborate on some of that.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, we're talking about an upcoming bioblitz at the La Crosse County Landfill. My guests are Nick Nichols. He's the La Crosse County Sustainability Coordinator. Colton Lewis is a Viterbo University student working on the project. And Krista Booman is a UW La Crosse student working on the project. So at this point in time, I'm sure there are plants and animals at the county landfill that have been identified. What are you seeing up at the county landfill?
Well, there's plants and animals that we've seen on the landfill. We haven't done any kind of inventory.
Sure.
But as far as local animals that are available, you name it, we've seen it. You know, we've got raccoons and possum and turkey and deer. And we have eagles and golden eagles, kestrels, red-tailed hawks. We have bluebird houses that were put out for bluebirds last year by an Eagle Scout for a project. And so you name it, we've probably got it. But what we really want is what kind of numbers should we be having? I mean, do we have more than we should have? Do we have less? What kind of habitats need to be available for those types of species? And we're not just talking, you know, birds and mammals. We're talking reptiles. We're talking amphibians. We're talking insects. Anything that we can get an idea as far as what should be there, what shouldn't, we want to know.
And are there any species that are potentially unique to that area?
Boy, you got me.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's going to be part of our discovery, is that maybe we do find some unique species that are within this particular part of La Crosse County and that we should be protecting.
Did either of you want to add something to that?
No.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Come on, guys, jump on in.
So, Nick, you mentioned that you know, the landfill is 350 acres, and maybe what people don't realize is the fact that only a little portion of that—not little, but a portion of that—is actually used for landfill. The geographic makeup is—it includes forests and prairies, which
and wetland,
and
yep.
Wetlands, yeah.
You bet. We've got a pretty diverse area out there. I mean, our land runs from a small wetland on the west side of the landfill to bluff and forest on the east side of the landfill, with a lot of area in between. We've got over 350 acres. Only 50 acres is landfill, and only 5 acres is open for disposal of material at any one time. So when you come out to the landfill, what you see is a lot of green space. And especially now coming up in spring, it's going to be an interesting transformation. So we would certainly like to invite anybody to come out and take tours.
So why is it that you want to better understand the species that are currently, you know, living at the landfill in a way? Krista?
To understand. For
this yeah, story. Like why take on a project like the BioBlitz?
I think it's really good for the community to understand the importance of various species that need to be protected. And I think that, you know, it's such a large area and it's really important to preserve that habitat, especially if you have that property for long periods of time. I think that's just one of the important reasons why you should be.
And not only that, but Like when you're telling people, you're like, oh, we're running a bio blitz at the landfill. They're like, what? You're at the landfill? Like, what are you thinking? Like, what's even out there? And then, so then if you're going out there and you actually do the bio blitz and you find out, oh, we got this, this, and this, they're like, wow, they have all those at the landfill. I wonder what I have in my place. So, you know, it kind of makes other people think about it too.
Well, and this isn't just an insignificant piece of property. It's 350 acres within La Crosse County. And it's a piece of property that's under a certain amount of development, but for the rest of it, it won't be developed. Right now, we're currently waiting to hear the frogs. We have a lot of wetlands. We have a lot of holding ponds for the water runoff that comes off of the landfill, not from in the landfill, but from the land surrounding the landfill. Frogs are a great indicator of health. You know, if there's healthy holding ponds, if there's healthy wetlands, you're going to have frogs. If there's a problem, you're not. And so what we're interested in is making sure that we maintain that healthy environment and we use those animals and those plants as a good indicator.
And, I mean, kind of going off of that, I know that you all do testing of the water and the soils out there, but I mean, are there risks associated, or are you hoping to better understand potential risks associated with, you know, a frog living at the landfill or a raccoon who may be scavenging around the landfill?
There's always risks, but what we try to do is we mitigate those risks. We plan ahead for those risks, and that, I think that's an important part of this study, is are we affecting some part of the land within the landfill complex that we don't know what we're doing? You know, we do a lot of studies. We have a lot of experts. We have consultants that come in and help us. But, you know, you can't understand everything all the time. And so that's why you go out and you study and you take a look at what is happening. You know, is there a weak spot within a certain part of the landfill that maybe we're just missing? And that's why if we can bring in these students and these other experts, they might see something that we've missed. That's a great opportunity to work together. I mean, we're so lucky to have these three institutions of higher learning. There are so many people who are interested in the environment and interested in learning more and interested in protecting it. And so what we want to do is we want to bring everybody out to the landfill and help us do that.
Can you think of any hypotheticals, maybe situations you talked about? Maybe there's a certain area at risk and you decide or you realize this through the BioBlitz. How exactly could you change your practices if something is discovered at the BioBlitz?
Well, and that's exactly what we're trying to find out. What is out there? Is there some type of invasive species that we currently have that we could eliminate, you know, and actually create an environment that would enhance habitat? We have a herpetology expert that we're hoping to get on site, a snake expert. We want to create habitats for snakes. Snakes are a great indicator of the health of a facility just like this. Plus, they also like to eat mice and rats, you know. And, you know,
which
I've never
are plentiful at the landfill.
I've never seen a rat out there, but you never know. But, yeah, we'd like to make sure that we can provide good habitat for all the animals that we need out there.
Is there anything that you two are hoping will come from this BioBlitz?
I guess I'm just overall interested in, you know, the amount of different organizations and people that we can get involved to help out and then, you know, see what we can find out there and see if we find anything that's like, oh my God, you know, that's crazy. That's out at the landfill? Wow. So that's what I'm interested in.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. Today, we're talking about an upcoming BioBlitz at the La Crosse County Landfill. My guests are Colton Lewis. He's a Viterbo University student who's working on the project. Krista Booman is a UW La Crosse student also working on the project. And Nick Nichols is the La Crosse County Sustainability Coordinator. You know, with all the wetlands and the forest and the prairie out in the landfill, do you ever imagine a day that maybe trails are created out there? Or is there a day where you would encourage people to come out and explore the habitats beyond the days that you're having the BioBlitz?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. A couple of years ago, we did a sustainable harvest of the 88 acres of forest that we have. You know, a lot of farmers who have logging done, they'll go in there, they'll rip out every log that they can possibly use. We did a sustainable harvest. So we took those that were maybe a little older than they were, you know, past their prime. And we took the logs that were best to harvest, and we left those that we could harvest later. In fact, our next harvest will probably be in another 15 years. But when we did that, the money that we made, we brought in about $38,000. We're going to take that money. We're actually going to take the logging roads that were put into the forest and convert them to hiking and biking trails. Huh. We're also working with the city of La Crosse. We have a 0.2-mile paved trail that's already been installed, and we're working with an Eagle Scout who's going to help us put a bridge over the wetland this summer. And so we're going to extend more trails around the site of the landfill. Our goal is to actually encompass the entire landfill at some point.
Interesting. And, Krista, you had talked before about, you know, the first time that you went out to the landfill for a class project, and now maybe there's going to be an expansion at some point where you could enjoy the landfill more.
Yeah, that'll be great. I would love to go out and walk the trails.
Are there other communities that you know have done something like a BioBlitz at their county landfill before? Or city or state?
I'm not aware of any. Our consultant has helped some other organizations do BioBlitzes. I'm not sure if they've done them at landfills.
Because it seems like, and maybe I'm naive, but the term BioBlitz seems to be maybe used more in recent years. It's interesting because I talked with the Friends of the Marsh group recently, mm-hmm. and they talked about how they're doing a BioBlitz at the marsh to better understand the different species that are living within the marsh. And you all are doing the BioBlitz at the county landfill. Is there elsewhere in La Crosse that's undertaking BioBlitz?
Boy, you got me. I'd never even heard of a BioBlitz until a few months ago. Yeah. So.
Well, and I wonder, you know, you hear about the Audubon bird count, mm-hmm. Which I guess is similar, but maybe has its differences too to mm-hmm. a BioBlitz.
Well, and what's great about that is you've got experts who are bird experts. They're looking at all the species of birds that are coming in. We're on a major flyway for the migration. I mean, that's wonderful to have in our community. And there, again, another example of great experts, local experts.
Are you hoping to take this on annually?
That would be great. I would love to do that. In fact, our timing right now, this may not be the perfect period to have a BioBlitz simply because it's
towards the end of April.
It's towards the end of April. You're not getting a lot of the plants growing and starting up in the spring quite yet. So we might plan on doing this again. Well, yeah, you know, there is that too. Might be able to drag them back. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, is this something that I know that you're probably solely focused on the research at hand, but I mean, could you see yourself coming back and just seeing how it evolves over time?
Yeah, I definitely think I would come back and see. I think that would be really cool.
And Colton?
Yeah, I agree too. I just, you know, this is almost like the baseline. And then you want to come back and you're like, well, what's it going to be like next year or mm-hmm. next year or next year? You know, you want to see the progress that's being made out there.
Well, and especially too, if there's a bit of a habitat restoration that could be in the future as a result of this.
Yeah, in fact, we just did our first prairie grass restoration last year. So this will be the first full year of that prairie.
And will this be an indicator or one of the indicators just to see how that went?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. We've got a group that we're hoping to bring in that are better experts at prairie grasses. So hopefully we'll be able to do a review of that and make sure that's establishing itself in the proper way. And then we'll learn how to properly take care of it.
So one of the things that you all have mentioned a bit, Colton and Krista, you talk about trying to get your colleagues to come and work with you. But Nick, you've talked about just looking for volunteers to come out and work on the BioBlitz Day, which is April 26th, I should mention. Are you looking for solely experts, or are you looking for people maybe who just have a curiosity, an appreciation for biodiversity?
Oh, we definitely need both. We need people who can come out and identify those plants and animals for us and give us an interpretation of whether they should be there or not. But we also need volunteers who have an interest in preserving our natural environment, who have an interest in coming out and learning. Definitely come out, give us a hand. Please contact us. Let us know that you're coming. I got to pick up lunch for everybody, so I need to know who's going to be there.
What can people who do volunteer their time on the 26th, I'm wondering if you can explain what they can expect, what they'll be doing that day.
Well, hopefully what we'll be doing is we'll have a pre-meeting where some of our experts will be explaining what they're looking for. We'll identify an area that they need to cover. And then hopefully they'll go out for several hours and do exactly what they need to do, which is identify plants and animals.
And Colton, what will you be doing that day? Do you know yet?
Well, I think I'll be helping to organize a little bit, you know, and get people where they need to be and trying to point people in the right direction. But also I want to get out there and help out, too, with any experts. So,
Do you have a specific field that you are hoping to learn a little more about?
I'm kind of up for anything. I mean, I've been in this area my entire life, so I know a little bit of everything. But, I don't know, I guess I'm open for anything that's out at the landfill.
Wherever the help's needed.
Yeah.
And Krista, what about you? What will you be doing that day?
Well, I have a conflict with one of my classes, but I'm hopefully going to be able to talk to my professor about that and see if I can at least get out there for a couple hours. So,
Do you have any particular interests, whether it's amphibians or birds or whatnot?
I have been really interested in birds my entire life, and so I think I would love to be out there and see what I can hear and what I can see. I'd love to do that, but yeah.
Is there anything else that the three of you want to talk about when it comes to this BioBlitz project or any other future efforts going on at the county landfill? Krista?
I just think it's a really good opportunity just to get hands-on experience if you're interested in, like, the outdoors or have a curiosity. I just think it's really good. You know, you can bring friends and just get out there and get a better understanding. I mean, it's never-ending what you can find out there. So,
Colton?
Or even get some exercise.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And hopefully it'll be a beautiful day.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And Nick?
Well, I think we're hopefully going to have an excellent opportunity here to do our inventory, get a lot of people out there who haven't been there before. And so we can not only do the inventory, but do some educating as far as our facility as well.
Nick Nichols is the La Crosse County Sustainability Coordinator. Colton Lewis is a Viterbo University student working on the La Crosse County BioBlitz project. And Krista Boomen is a UW La Crosse student also working on the project. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find links to contact information for today's guests in case you are interested in volunteering for the April 26th BioBlitz at the La Crosse County Landfill. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, you can also like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.